At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rhonda Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He probably would have been an embarrassed former Miami Dolphin watching the game Sunday, but because his son was catching pass after pass for the Chargers, he was probably one of the only former Dolphins leaving the stadium happy on Sunday. So let's go through it, because we were all watching. Obviously, we're all rooting for OG the second. He gets the first pass and he fumbles it, and it leads to Dolphins points. And he looked, I know you were there, I'm watching on TV, they're showing him on the bench. Yeah. He looked obviously bothered and despondent. How did you react to watching it?
I was upset. I mean, for him, you know what I mean? Like, it's a unfortunate situation. I'm sure he's just trying to get down at that point. And they, I don't know whether Rasul Douglas, somebody made a good punch out. It was a good punch out. But the problem is, you can get through fumbles. You know, it happens. You know, you don't want it to happen. Obviously, I mean, you've been carrying a football for most of your life, so you know how to carry football, but, problem is they scored on the next play. So now in your mind, you're like, I'm responsible for 7 points, you know, and you go through the whole scenario in your head while you're sitting on the sideline, and you know, it goes away, but it doesn't, because, you know, at the end of the game, like, now you're down by one, I think 27, 26 or 44 seconds left. And you like, if I didn't fumble, they wouldn't have got 7. So minus 7, we'd have won the game. So all that goes through your head while you're playing. But, you know, I was upset. I was, you know, and I know him, you know, when he put that towel over his head, I know he's saying every curse word in the book. And he's like, I'm home. This can't end like this. It's just not going to go down like this. But, you know, I think it's been one of the proudest moments I've been of him, for him, because he came back. He shook it off and came back. Most people would win the tank, but he came back. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm happy the Chargers had enough confidence in him to go back. You know, it's many times you do something bad, and then you just in the game running around doing, you know, exercise. You're doing cardio for the rest of the game because you're a rookie and you messed up. But they trusted it enough to throw the ball back to him, and you know, he did his thing.
Now, I was going to ask to that point, like, does that show you something about, it's really not Herbert, Harbaugh, the whole offensive staff, to where they kept that trust in him? Because he went for 7 for 68. It's not like they changed the offense because he fumbled. They had him in the game plan, and they stuck with their game plan.
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of two things happened. I think Justin Herbert had confidence in him, and, you know, he didn't drop it, he just fumbled it. You know, in my mind, I'm like, when you catch the next one, just go straight down to your knees, you know what I mean? Like, don't worry about trying to run, you know what I'm saying? Like, just catch it and go down, wait for somebody to come and touch you, referee somebody. But I think you you know, you just like I said, a few things happened. Obviously, they were doubling Keenan Allen because they're like, yo, we're going to take this away. And, you know, everybody else was downfield, which you know, the way the old line is structured at this point, you don't have that much time. So he was the, you know, stopgap, and he just made the best of his opportunities. That was it. I don't think it was anything else. I mean, he was going to be in there for that reason, like you said. But I think it you know, obviously now you're like, I'm really going to double because the rookie just fumbled. If you think the rookie going to beat us, that's not going to happen. If you Weaver and a defensive coordinator, you got a good game plan at this point.
Hey, OG, what was your reaction to the entire final sequence? Was it almost like, oh no, Herbert's down, JP's got him, to then, oh, McConkey, middle of the field, oh, now all of a sudden he's down the sideline.
Like, yeah, my reaction was I truly thought he was going to get sacked. And, you know, now you look up in the clock and go through the scenarios in your head. But when he pulled out and threw the ball, you know, it goes back to the same thing I said, you know, especially in our situation here as Dolphin fans, you got a 6'6 quarterback, you know what I mean? That, you know, Phillips got him in the grass, but he, you know, he's 6'6, 250, you know what I'm saying? It's a big dude playing quarterback, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? We just don't have that. Statue-wise, you understand what I'm saying? Like, that's, I'm going for that. I'm going to, you know, harken back to the draft. One go five, one go six. You know what I'm saying? I'm airing on this 6'6", 240 dude. And that's the reason why. Because those, you know, he there were two, three other plays where he threw the ball when seven people on him just to get the incompletion. But like, he was trying to, you know, create something. He was just like, you know, it's an incompletion. You know, other quarterbacks might have went down. And so, you know, that's the good part about having that guy at statue, you know what I mean? Like, you get those things to happen when you're that big. And so if it was me, that's the side I'm hearing on. Like, if he a bust, listen, Ryan Leaf, okay, didn't work out. And like you were saying, Danny Dimes didn't work out, but he's still 6'6 quarterback that can run. I'm probably going to take that.
Well, I would say watching that particular play, Dave Hyde had tweeted it out after the game, like watching that particular play, there's no question who made the right choice. But regardless, where do the Dolphins go from here, OG? Because they're 1-5. They've had some heartbreaking losses. The loss Sunday, to me, wasn't horrible because Tua did bring them back to the lead. But then he had his post game comments, which were ridiculous. I mean, what do you do? You're 1-5. The quarterback said something that was silly after the game. Like, what do you do now?
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
I mean, it's tough because the guy who's, you know, and this doesn't mean you're the leader, but if you're the quarterback and you make the most on the team, that kind of puts you in the leader box. You know, and when your leader is kind of, you know, snitching, you know, that doesn't make, you know, players feel good. Like, it's two reasons you don't come to a players-only meeting. One, because it's just not mandatory. I don't have to come. I'm not getting fined. Because you got to have it at a time when it's not, you know, period of meeting. You know, you won't have it 8 a.m. You won't have it 6 after practice. You won't have it on your off day. But it's not mandatory. I don't have to come. So that's one thing. And the second reason you don't come is because you don't think nothing's going to happen. Like, ain't nothing going to happen. If we have it, what's going to happen? Like, you know, I remember one time the vets were upset and everybody was hemming and hawing in the locker room. Like, man, Jimmy got us practicing 2 days. It's almost 3 days because we go to practice like at 2:30, right? It's our second practice of the day. And then it rains. And then Jimmy, like, everybody go in the locker room, keep your stuff on. When the rain is over, we coming back out. Like, yo, it's over. It's raining. Like, we can go. Like, no, sit in the locker room with your stuff on. Then you come back out at 4:30 after the rain. Now it's 724 degrees. And now we got practice again. That's like 3 days, bro. Like, come on, bro. What you doing? And everybody are talking, you know, and then Dan will say, hey, listen, I'm going to go to Jimmy and tell them, you know, it's just too much. We got to do something else. And everybody like, yeah, you know, yeah, Senator. And Dan like, yo, he go talk to him. And then Jimmy come out like, yo, we're going to have hat day. If that happens again, just go and put on a hat and come out and just practice. Everybody like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, they like, if Ray Lewis or Michael Irvin or somebody called players only, maybe you think something's going to happen. Players just don't think like, probably not. So there's no need for me to go. Like, you know, those
hey, it's Tua's meeting. Nah.
Yeah. It's like, those are the two reasons you probably don't go to a players meeting. I'll show up late. Like, you know, if you have it at 8 and meetings start at 9, I get there like 8:50. You know what I'm saying? Like, here the last of it. The only people in those meetings are the rookies who got no choice really because they just, you know, they just,
oh, here the last
I got
of it
early. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I hear tail end, I fill in whatever in my mind, I think. Let me tell you a cool story, a funny story. Like the most frequent question I had all day Sunday was like, how did it feel hearing your name called in the stadium? I really wasn't thinking about it, be quite honest. I'm just trying to help my kid mentally get out of the fumble slump and get back on and, you know, get a pass. I wasn't really caring about my name, but, you know, probably he caught a deep out. So he had already had like 5 catches at this point, and they ran a deep out, and they did say it. And so the people in front of me, you know, not knowing, you know, I'm not like I'm a Rhonda Gass or whatever. But the lady was like, no, it was the first one. When he fumbled, the lady was like, does he still play? He's old. That's why he fumbled. And I was like, ah. Like, and then about after that long deep pass, and they called it again around their number 86 on the catch, and the lady was like, I don't know what's going on here. And then my aunt was like, well, that's his son, the dude you thinking about behind you. He is old. He's not playing. And she turned around. She's like, oh. So it was pretty funny.
Great.
You know what I mean? You
that's
know, it was pretty funny.
Great. So. What a great story. Yeah, they were on TV. They were talking about you on TV, yeah. Andrew Catalan, and who was it? Jason McCourty, I think. It was, you were mentioned a lot.
Listen. We fall far from grace of those are two commentators.
When you get over when you've got Ed Archuleta. That's when things have hit rock bottom.
You're doing super bad. You're doing super bad. Is that McCarty on NBC? Is that we got the brother? I don't know what we got. Like, I don't know, man.
I don't know. We got one of the brothers. I don't know which one.
Hey, OG, we doing bad.
With the Tua situation, if you're in 2025, you are a receiver on the Dolphins, does the original OG, do you have to approach Tua and say something?
Yeah, you have to. You have to. Even if it was, you know what I mean, like it was, you know, my year after Dan and OJ left, and now it's me and Chris Chambers, I got to go say something to Jay. Jay not, you know what I'm saying, he's not from here. Like, he came from Jacksonville. Like, yo, you have to say something because you are the leader. You've been here. Like, yo, like, what's going on, man? Why would you say that and you call a meeting or whoever called the players only meeting, it seems like he called it. You know what I mean? Like you call a meeting now, because obviously you're taking roll because, you know, players not there or coming late. Like you're a teacher's pet at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to go to him and say, look, bro, we got to approach this a different way because you know the tenor of the room. People not listening. You know what I mean? Like they're not listening. And I think the whole thing is they don't know what's going to happen if I go. If we all here and we all go and we lose the same way we've been losing, why did we even come into this meeting? Why you call it? But you have to be that guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, before you say that, you don't even say, hey, I got to play better. I threw 3 picks. You know what I mean? We got to get on the next week, but I got to play better. You don't even say that first. Like, that should be the first thing you said. Now, you know, you kind of like, all right, you recognize you won't, you know, 100. You played well. Now, don't get me wrong. He played well. You know what I mean? It wasn't his fault, really, but 3 picks is 3 picks. I didn't know it wasn't his fault, really. The first one, Waddle kind of handed the ball off to the defensive guy. But, you know, it's still, you have to preface it by saying something. And whoever that guy is, you know, has to say something. Even Waddle be like, hey, man, look here, let me talk to you over here for a second. By the water cooler. You know what I mean? Like, yo, we can't do this because it's just me and you out here. We can't just have me and you. I don't think A-Chain, you know, has enough cachet at this point. He may have just as much as Waddle, but I just don't see him doing that. I think Waddle would be more of a, all right, because I'm stepping up in the role and I know you're going to need me and I know you're going to throw it to me a lot. You know, like Waller can't say it.
Too soon.
All good, but wow. Yeah, too soon. Like, even though you're having a great – and you've been in the league, but being here is different. And so somebody has to say, hey, look, man. And, you know, it may be Waddle Day Bama guy. So they, you know, they probably would listen to him. But somebody has to say something to him at this point about Leo. And you've been saying some – this is not the first time. You've been saying some off-the-wall stuff here recently, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's the money or what's going on, but you've been – you know what I'm saying? You've been playing in left field here recently,
bro. Water cooler conversation. That's when someone knows it's serious.
Yeah, you got to put your hand up on top of the water cooler, lean to the side, and when he walk over with his little white cup, you got to be like, yo, bro, let me holler at you for a second. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you just got to have a real conversation with him. You know what I mean?
Like, maybe even put on a sport coat, like you're a mid-level manager.
We got the cooler, we got all the Gatorades in. You can get any color you want. You just stand there, you know, with your legs crossed, lean on the cooler. And when he come through, be like, hey, my man, let me holler at you for a second, bro.
My man.
Hey, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Let me talk to you for a second.
Second over here. Hey, pull up a chair.
We got to go through.
What kind of water you want? Hot or cold? Let's have a look.
Yeah, roll tide. Yeah, we got to do something, man. That need to be the players only meeting. The four guys that Tua thinks he's calling everybody just ain't gonna work. Just not.
We'll see you, Rondé. Tell your son we loved watching him, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.